State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Today, we have an update on our documentary, The Big Test, which we aired in January. I spent 6 weeks following a third grade class at Congress Elementary in Grand Rapids, and I watched as students got ready to take the state-mandated MEEP test for the first time. Students took the test in October, but the results of the test didn't become public until last week. So I just went back to Congress to see how students did. Congress Elementary is a school that has had comparatively low test scores. Most of the kids come from families who have low incomes. Now, almost 5 months after the kids sat down to take their standardized MEEP test, the state has finally released the results. And Congress Principal Bridget Cheney says she's excited.
The most exciting thing for me is that across the board, we increased in every single grade level, every single subject area.
Some of the gains were pretty dramatic. For the third grade class, which I followed for the 6 weeks leading up to the MEEP, Congress went from having only 23% of kids scoring proficient to having about 56% of kids score proficient. That's more than double the percentage in 1 year.
Would you read the sentence, please?
They did not cause us any distress.
Nice reading. That was a tough one. Okay, I'll give you one more.
Part of the reason Congress Elementary has seen such growth in reading scores is because the school, like a lot of elementary schools in Michigan, has thrown resources at improving reading. Many of the kids at Congress received extra tutoring with reading, some of it from outside organizations, like the Schools of Hope program. I sat in on one tutoring session with third graders Darius and Marquan in the week before the MEEP test.
So get your sentence. What do you need to make a
sentence? Comma. And period.
Period at the end.
But not every subject area has the same support structure.
Math and reading have good MEEP prep behind them as far as, like, reading.
Also, in the week before the MEEP test, I sat in on a teacher curriculum meeting at a round table inside the Congress Elementary Library. Fifth grade teacher Charity Fleming was trying to figure out how to prepare her students for the science section of the test.
So I feel like even though I'm doing science and it's good science, they're not ready for science MEEP. There hasn't been the MEEP prep for science that there needs to be. And the packets that they gave me and said, here's your MEEP prep, do this with them, are completely unattainable to do in the amount of time that they wanted us to set it up and do it.
5 months later, we can say Fleming's concerns had validity. Only 5% of her kids were proficient on the science portion of the MEEP. But statewide, the numbers aren't a whole lot better. Science is consistently the worst subject for Michigan's fifth graders by a wide margin. In that sense, Congress is like many other schools. At the same time, Fleming was also right in October about how her students would do in both reading and math. Her class actually outperformed the state average in those subjects, which is even more impressive when you consider that most of her kids don't have the same resources at home as the average Michigan kid. On the whole, Congress Elementary's MEEP results still lag behind state averages, but the trend shows greater improvement at the school than for the state as a whole. That trend was visible to me way back at the start of the school year, and it's the result of years of work at Congress Elementary. But the numbers from the state are just beginning to tell the story. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.